You're listening to SBS News.
If you've noticed the price of groceries, goods and fuel all going up, you're not alone. Inflation has risen 2.1% to 5.1% in the last quarter, a figure higher than analysts had previously predicted. Meanwhile, real wages have remained steady, meaning they're not keeping up with those rising costs. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the inflation rise is largely due to international pressures.
We have got significant forces impacting on our economy and economies all around the world. And that has been principally driven, as we know, by those big surges in petrol prices and oil prices. But that is occurring as a result of forces we're seeing far away from here.
But the opposition says costs were rising before recent conflict in Ukraine. Opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the government should take some responsibility.
Australians are getting absolutely smashed by the rising cost of living on Scott Morrison's watch. This is Scott Morrison's triple whammy of skyrocketing cost of living, rising interest rates, and falling real wages.
Labor has also released its budget strategy to save $5 billion over 4 years by scaling back the use of consultants hired by government, conducting a waste audit of coalition spending by the Finance and Treasury Departments, and tackling tax evasion by multinationals. Jim Chalmers says he's preempting backlash.
Now, we expect the usual breathless and unhinged scare campaigns from our political opponents. But Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg can't have it both ways. They can't pretend that they want to do something meaningful on multinational tax avoidance at the same time as they pretend that taxes won't go up if they are re-elected.
But the coalition is facing backlash among its own ranks as cracks continue to appear around its net zero by 2050 policy. Yesterday, Queensland LNP member Colin Boyce said it had wiggle room, and National Senator Matt Canavan said net zero was dead. The Prime Minister has been in damage control, trying to smooth out the issue, and says Matt Canavan was wrong.
Oh, everybody knows that Matt hasn't been supportive of that position. There's no news there. And as many have said today, as the Treasurer said today, that's not his party's position, that's not the coalition's position, and it's not the government's position.
But the coalition has refused to legislate the 2050 plan. Emergency Management Minister and National Senator Bridget McKenzie says her party is still committed.
We aren't legislating it. We put our plan to Glasgow. We're committed to it. We can't be clearer. Both parties of government in the coalition are absolutely committed to moving to net zero by 2050.
On the back foot, the coalition has tried to reshape the debate, claiming Labor will bring about a carbon tax if it wins government. But Labor says it's using the same safeguards mechanism put in place under Tony Abbott in 2013. The safeguards mechanism can be used to set emissions caps on the biggest carbon polluters, but so far the government's limits haven't affected industry. Under Labor, those limits already introduced by the coalition could be lowered. The Prime Minister claims that would be a carbon tax, different to the way the government uses the mechanisms now.
The fact that we put incentives in place, what Labor is doing is binding them on this and issuing penalties on those companies. So they couldn't be more different. What Labor has is a tax, a sneaky carbon tax, on traditional industries in this country.
Labor spokesman Jason Clare says the tax shows the coalition is desperate.
This is the government's policy, set up by Tony Abbott, implemented by Scott Morrison, same companies under us as under them. Most of them are represented by the Business Council of Australia, and the Business Council of Australia, Sarah, have given us recommendations how to make it work better, and we're going to do just that.
The climate wars many hoped were over will likely continue to be fought throughout the campaign. Krishani Danji, SBS News.